I'm Brandon Zerbe, and welcome to the Mile Sciences Weekly Podcast, where I bring you topics each week in fitness, nutrition, sleep, cognition, finance, and minimalism to help you become healthier and happier. This week, I'm covering the perfect dinner. Let's get into it. Around 9 months ago, I detailed the perfect breakfast, which consisted of a blueberry steel cut oatmeal accompanied by a dark cherry banana smoothie. And I still eat that same oatmeal every day with a smoothie that I mix up depending on what fruits are in season, and I love it. I followed that post up with the perfect lunch a few months after that, where I outlined the wombo combo of a salad, soup, and side of fruit. Specifically, I detailed recipes for a mango green salad, mushroom leek soup, and an apple for a terrific midday meal. While I vary my salads, soups, and fruit every month or so, I still find myself returning to those same recipes. And today, I'm going to detail the final meal of the day, dinner. Since we've eaten so many healthy foods at breakfast and at lunch already, this is going to provide us with a ton of flexibility and options for optimal dinner choices. But today, I'm going to detail the recipe that I've found to be the most healthy, diverse, and enjoyable meal that I eat for dinner more than anything else, mango lentil dal. So here are some dinner ideas and considerations. Usually I switch up my dinner each night that I cook depending on what food I have available in my fridge and pantry. I'll usually cook enough so that I have leftovers for the next day, saving me cooking time in the future. And a lot of the time I'll make a pasta using something like chickpea pasta or bean pasta with sauteed vegetables and homemade sauce. It's a quick and easy dinner packed with nutrients. But the main thing I focus on when making dinner is hitting all the major food groups. I don't worry about carbs, proteins, fats, or anything crazy like that. It's diversity of plants. I like to get a serving of dark leafy greens, vegetables, fruits, nuts or seeds, beans, and grains. And if I can hit most or all of those food groups, then I know I've made a healthy choice for dinner. And today I'm going to detail a meal that does just that and hits all six major food groups. But if you're still hungry outside of the main dish that you make for dinner consistently, then I recommend some raw veggies and hummus as a good appetizer beforehand. And if you're hungry for dessert, a nice fruit-based ice cream is a wonderful way to finish off the meal. That way your dinner is structured with raw veggies as the appetizer, cooked plants as the main meal, and frozen fruit as the dinner. That sounds delicious just thinking about it. And as a final note before I get into the recipe, I found it best to consume dinner at least 3 hours before bedtime, allowing the food to fully digest before you sleep. This will improve your sleep quality by preventing sleep disruptions from indigestion or acid reflux or anything crazy like that. So yeah. Let's get into today's main dish, mango lentil dal. This dish takes about 35 minutes to make, including prep and cleanup time. It makes about 4 large, delicious servings. While this meal doesn't have any added salt, oil, or sugar, I think it will be appealing to a large audience who's used to consuming more processed foods too. I've had family members taste test this, and they love it as well. So here's the recipe for the perfect dinner. For ingredients, I go with 1 cup of quinoa, dry, 2 cups of sprouted lentils, dry, 32 ounces of veggie broth, 1 cup of water, 1 teaspoon of turmeric, 2 onions chopped, 2 bell peppers chopped, 4 cloves of garlic minced, 1 teaspoon of cumin, 1 teaspoon of coriander, 1/8 of a teaspoon of black pepper, 4 cups of kale chopped, 32 ounces of mango cubed, and 4 tablespoons of sunflower seeds raw. So first I'll bring the quinoa, lentils, broth, and water, and turmeric to a boil in a medium saucepan. Reduce heat to low, place a lid on top, and let cook for 15 minutes. Then remove from heat and let sit for 10 minutes while covered. In the meantime, you'll heat a large soup pot on medium-high heat. Once hot, dump in the onions, peppers, and garlic. Let cook, stirring occasionally for about 8 minutes, then stir in the cumin, coriander, pepper, and kale. Cook until the kale is wilted, then stir in the mango and put in that other lentil quinoa mix. Serve on a dish and top with sunflower or pumpkin seeds and enjoy. The entire recipe is on the website and links are in the show notes. So here are my final thoughts. After starting the day with a delicious oatmeal and smoothie for breakfast, and then following that up with a salad, soup, and side of fruit for lunch, we've had a tremendous day of eating so far. And that just leaves dinner as the final meal of the day. I found it best to focus on making a dinner that hits all the major food groups. Dark leafy greens, vegetables, fruits, beans, grains, and nuts and seeds. And if you're still hungry after that main dish, consider eating some more raw veggies and hummus as an appetizer, or fruit-based ice cream as a dessert. This will have you nutrient-filled in no time. And if you're looking for a main dish that accomplishes all these goals, try this mango lentil dal recipe. It's super well-rounded and delicious. And don't forget to leave yourself 3 hours after dinner to finish most of your digestion before heading to bed for optimal sleep quality. This to me sounds like a life that's both healthier and happier. Thanks for joining me on the My Health Sciences Weekly Podcast, where I bring you topics to improve your health and happiness through sustainable, evidence-based, healthy habit change. If you'd like to receive weekly updates on the three most important things I've read, watched, and listened to within the past week, sign up for the My Health Sciences Weekly newsletter. Those on this list will never miss any of the latest and most important information I share about health and happiness. Thanks again, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.